Welcome to The Terrible Take, a daily segment telling Steelers Nation what's on our mind. I'm Alex Kazora. Here we are. I'm going to keep this short because I'm still working through my thoughts and processing last night's embarrassing loss, the second Pittsburgh has had in 4 days. It's fair to discuss and critique the Steelers' play and their execution, or their lack thereof. But losing to a pair of 2-10 teams in back-to-back games speaks to a larger problem, one bigger than the X's and O's, or even, as the saying goes, the Jimmies and the Joes. It's a deeper-rooted problem in Pittsburgh, one that has not felt this way in a long time, an issue of what Pittsburgh is supposed to be the model of, culture. Minkah Fitzpatrick has called it out. Guys are going through the motions, expecting things to be given, not earned. The NFL, it does not work that way. So yeah, we can talk about a new left tackle, or inside linebacker, or scheme, and all those things are valid and true. But those may be the symptoms, not the disease. And the treatment is not necessarily swapping one player for another. The foundation of this Steelers team has to be examined. How the roster is built by Omar Khan, how it's led by Mike Tomlin, what the assistant coaches expect and how they teach, and the most important position in sports, quarterback, and what the future there should look like. Those are the core things that must come in the focus, or else nothing will radically change, and it's clear Pittsburgh needs that. Be sure to follow us at SteelersDepot.com and check out episodes of The Terrible Take every day at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And check out The Terrible Podcast with myself and Dave Bryan every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.